שלום, אנחנו לומדים.
Hello, we'll be reading from the writings of Baal Sulam, the teaching of Kabbalah and its essence. You're welcome to go on our website. Also, ask us questions on Kab.tv. So, the writings of Baal Sulam, the teaching of Kabbalah and its essence.
חיוב ודרך התפשטות החוכמה. מתוך שחוכמת הקבלה
necessity for the spreading of the wisdom. The wisdom of Kabbalah all speaks about the revelation of the Creator. It's clear that there is no wisdom as good for it, for this task. This is why what the Kabbalists aimed for, to arrange it so that it is suitable for studying. And so they studied it until the time of concealment. It was agreed to conceal it for a certain reason. However, this was only for a certain time, and not forever, God forbid. As it is written in the Zohar, this wisdom is destined to be revealed at the end of days, and even to children. It follows that the above-mentioned wisdom is not at all limited to the language of Kabbalah, as its essence is a spiritual light that emerges from the Creator's essence. As it is written, "Can you send forth lightning that they may go, and say to you, here we are," referring to the two above-mentioned ways, from above downward and from below upward.
Meaning, there is revelation with respect to us through the letters, the combination of letters, various signs. Those are just signs. But the wisdom of Kabbalah itself is the revelation of the upper force into qualified vessels prepared for it by the lower one.
These matters and degrees expand according to a language suitable for them, and they are truly all the beings in this world and their conducts in this world, which are their branches. This is so because you have not a blade of grass below that does not have an angel above which strikes it and tells it, grow. Thus, the worlds emerge and are imprinted from one another like a seal and imprint. And all that it is one applies to the other, down to the corporeal world, which is their last branch, though it contains the world above it like an imprint of a seal. Thus, it is easy to know that we can speak of the upper worlds only by their corporeal lower branches, which extend from them, or of their conducts, which are the language of the Bible, or by secular teachings, or by people, which is the language of the Kabbalists, or according to agreed-upon names. This was the conduct in the Kabbalah of the Geonim since the concealment of the Zohar.
Meaning, there are very, very many forms of expression to what we're trying to reveal, the relationship between lights and vessels, Creator and creature, but all those are expressions, whereas the essence of the expression becomes apparent in the creature according to equivalence of form, and has nothing to do neither in how he receives it and what language or the modes of connection with the Creator, rather what appears in him. Something you cannot express in words, but only as lights in vessels.
Thus, it has been made clear that the revelation of the Creator is not a one-time revelation, but an ongoing matter that is revealed over a period of time, sufficient for the disclosure of all the great degrees that are revealed from above downward and from below upward. On top of them, at the end of them, appears the Creator. It is like a person proficient in all the countries and peoples in the world. He cannot say that the whole world has been revealed to him before he has completed his examination of the very last person and the last country. Until one has achieved this, he has not attained the whole world yet. Similarly, the attainment of the Creator unfolds in preordained ways. The seeker must attain all those ways in both the upper and the lower ones. Clearly, the upper worlds are the important ones here, but they are attained together, because there is no difference in their shapes, only in their substance. The substance of a higher world is finer, but the shapes are imprinted from one another, and what exists in the higher world necessarily exists in all the worlds below it, since the lower one is imprinted by it. Know that these realities and their conducts, which the seeker of the Creator attains, are called degrees, since their attainment is arranged one atop the other, like rungs of a ladder.
Questions?
Ken Mote.
Why is the wisdom of Kabbalah, why does it call our reality corporeal, earthly? It sounds like something very solid, while our reality is actually imaginary. If we ask outside of here what spirituality is, people will say it's something very airy and foggy, while it should be the other way around.
It has to be like that for the one who attains. When we attain this world, we live in it. Can you say that this column, this wall, doesn't exist, that it's airy, that it only appears in you, in your attainment, like to all the people in this world, it's all in your brain? How can you say that? We live in it, we are born in it, we develop in that.
Yes, but it's only to the one who attains that.
The one who attains the spiritual world sees how real the spiritual world is and how imaginary the corporeal world is.
How can that be changed? Because people...
You cannot.
You can't? Because they call it spirituality, it's something...
No, a judge has only what his eyes can see. If his eyes see it one way, it's one way. If another way, it's another way. That's why we're not even trying to convince people, to persuade them. Rather, we talk to them, they can hear a little, and that's it.
He mentions the concealment of the wisdom. And the question comes then, how a wisdom which is meant to bring the whole of creation to correction, how come there's a time when it needs to be concealed from the public? How can there be such a treasure where you have to prevent people from accessing that treasure?
There are periods in the development that obligate it to be so. We don't understand it. We're not in it. We can't justify it. Since how can it be? But you see that it is done, directed by above. Of course, for thousands of years, humanity was looking and searching, sniffing around like a dog on the street, whatever it can find. And it couldn't find. Humanity is confused to this very day. Today we are on the verge, the threshold of revelation, so we are perplexed, we have a demand, we understand that the path we've been through was bad, was difficult, that brought us to a general collapse and failure, but it's a desirable thing on the one hand. On the other hand, they don't see where, they can't imagine. But this is also an imaginary form. But this is the shape of the kli, of the manner of the search. And so the wisdom of Kabbalah had to disappear from humanity and remain in existence among a very small crowd of Kabbalists. And from them, it now comes and begins to spread out. This is the forms of expansion of the wisdom. I'll tell you. Also, in different times throughout general history, there was very beautiful science in ancient Egypt, in ancient Greece, and other countries. The ancient Arab countries, and then they all got into these dark ages, the Middle Ages, and Europe, and there also, look to this day, what kind of state the Arab countries are in, also Egypt and Greece, where are those? Where is that wisdom? Where is that attitude to life, to philosophy that existed there? Those are eras, different eras. Today we're close to a general reckoning.
He writes about the forms of the expression of this wisdom. You can speak about it from the upper worlds, according to the language of the Tanakh, the Bible, or according to external wisdoms. What does that mean?
We can explain according to lights and vessels. That's like in science. Biology, zoology, you can also use that to explain many things. We use various data and various forms of science, ibui nikamchin, conception, infancy, adulthood. Of course, you cannot explain, you don't have words. You have other words unless you borrow them from the external world, from your knowledge of it. Specifically, not from religions. What can you use there? In order to talk about the wisdom of Kabbalah, I have to know the forces of physics, biology. That's it.
Meaning that the external wisdoms, the sciences that mankind developed, can help us understand the wisdom of Kabbalah? Can we use them?
Of course, he writes about it in a few places. The Kabbalist must have some knowledge of these wisdoms. It used to be outright obligatory.
Is that a correct effort in terms of dissemination to try to clothe the wisdom of Kabbalah on those sciences?
According to what we see, I think that yes, it's the easiest way, because no one is looking down at those external wisdoms. They exist. Everybody accepts them, and if you are relying on them, of course people will listen more to you.
Okay. He divides the revelation of the degrees to two parts, from below to above and from above to below. What's the difference between these two forms of work?
To connect these two together, and the rest we will learn. Okay, guys, I need to go. Ready for pickup. A few meetings. Mushi, you want to come? So a few friends came to came to see me, I have to sit it before I leave. So, continue. You know how to read, right? Right. Sources are there? Are there? All the systems are in place? Yes. Let's hope tomorrow I'll be able to give a lesson. And think, how can we come to the Congress? By the way, here, we need an explanation. Where is Litvinov? Later, yeah? He'll talk about our arrangement during the Congress in the tents and so on. I hope that we'll learn a lot from this Congress. And truly rise. Good luck. Be together, all of you. That's the main thing.
Spiritual expressions. The spiritual has no image. Hence, it has no letters with which to contemplate. Even if we declare in general that it is simple light, descending and extending to the seeker, until one clothes and attains it in the amount sufficient for the Creator's revelation, this, too, is a borrowed expression. It is so because everything that is called light in the spiritual world is not like sunlight or candlelight. What we refer to as light in the spiritual world is borrowed from the human mind, whose nature is such that when a doubt is resolved in a person, one discovers a kind of abundance of light and pleasure throughout the body. This is why we sometimes say the light of the mind, although this is not so. The light that shines in those parts of the substance of the body that are unsuitable for receiving resolved scrutinies is certainly something inferior to the mind. Hence, those lower inferior organs can receive it and attain it too. Yet, to be able to name the mind by some name, we call it the light of the mind. Similarly, we call the elements of the reality of the upper worlds lights, as they bring those who attain them abundance of light and pleasure throughout the body, from head to toe. For this reason, we may call one who attains clothing, for he has clothed that light. We might ask, would it not be more correct to call them by names used in scrutiny, such as observation or attainment and such like, or express ourselves with expressions that emphasize the phenomena of the contemplating mind? The thing is that this is nothing like the conducts of the intellectual phenomena, since the mind is a particular branch among all the elements of reality. Hence, it has its own ways of manifestation. This is not so with degrees, as they are a complete whole, which contains all the elements that exist in a world. Each element has its own particular ways. For the most part, the perception of matters in degrees is similar to the perception of animate bodies, living bodies. When one attains some essence, one attains the whole of it, from head to toe. If we judge this by the laws of the contemplating mind, we can say that one has attained everything he could attain in that essence, and even if he contemplated it for another 1,000 years, he would not add to it even an iota. Yet, in the beginning, it is very similar to meaning he sees everything but understands none of what he sees. Yet, by the passing of time, he will have to attain additional matters, similar to the Ibu, the conception, the Yenika, the nursing, the Mochin, adulthood, and Ibu Bet, the second conception. And then he begins to feel and use his attainments in every way he wishes. However, in truth, he did not add a thing to the attainments he had achieved in the beginning. It is rather like ripening. Previously, it was unripe, so he could not understand it. And now, its ripening has been completed. Thus, you see the big difference from the conducts of the phenomena of the mind. For this reason, the definitions we are accustomed to will not suffice for us with phenomena of the mind. We are thus compelled to use only the conducts that apply to corporeal substances, since their shapes are completely similar, although their substance is utterly remote. We will read again the chapter on spiritual expressions. The spiritual has no image, hence, it has no letters with which to contemplate. Even if we declare in general that it is simple light descending and extending to the seeker until one clothes and attains it in the amount sufficient for the Creator's revelation, this too is a borrowed expression. It is so because everything that is called light in the spiritual world is not like sunlight or candlelight. What we refer to as light in the spiritual world is borrowed from the human mind, whose nature is such that when a doubt is resolved in a person, he discovers a kind of abundance of light and pleasure throughout the body. This is why we sometimes say the light of the mind, although it is not so. The light that shines in those parts of the substance of the body that is unsuitable for receiving resolved scrutinies is certainly something inferior to the mind. Hence, those lower inferior organs can receive it and attain it too. Yet, to be able to call the mind by some name, we therefore call it the light of the mind. Similarly, we call the elements of the reality of the upper worlds lights, as they bring those who attain them abundance of light and pleasure throughout the body, from head to toe. For this reason, we may call one who attains clothing, for he has clothed that light. We must ask, would it not be more correct to call them by names used in scrutiny, by the ways of the mind, such as observation or attainment, or express ourselves with expressions that emphasize the phenomena of the contemplating mind? The thing is that this is nothing like the conduct of the intellectual phenomena, since the mind is a particular branch among all the elements of reality. Hence, it has its own ways of manifestation. This is not so with degrees, as they are a complete whole which contains all the elements that exist in the world. Each element has its own particular ways. For the most part, the perception of matters in degrees is similar to the perception of living animals, living bodies. When one attains some essence, one attains the whole of it, from head to toe. If we judge According to the laws of the contemplating mind, we can say that one has attained everything he could attain in that essence. And even if he contemplated it for another 1,000 years, he would not add to it even an iota. Yet, in the beginning, it is very similar to, meaning, he sees everything but understands none of what he sees. Yet, by the passing of time, he will have to attain additional matters, similar to the ibur, the conception, the enika, nursing, mochin, adulthood, and ibur bet, the second conception. And then he begins to feel and use his attainments in every way he wishes. However, in truth, he did not add a thing to the attainments he had achieved in the beginning. It is rather like ripening. Previously, it was unripe, so he could not understand it. And now, its ripening has been completed. Thus, you see the big difference from the conducts of the phenomena of the mind. For this reason, the definitions we are accustomed to will not suffice for us with phenomena of the mind. We are thus compelled to use only the conducts that apply to corporeal matters, since their shapes are completely similar, although their substance is utterly remote.
Next,
subtitle, 4 languages are used in the wisdom of truth.
משמשות לחוכמת האמת ואלו הן א' לשון התנ"ך ושמותיו וכינויו ב' לשון הלכה בשפה זו קרובה מאוד ללשון התנ"ך.
4 languages are used in the wisdom of truth. 1, the language of the Bible, its names and appellations. 2, the language of laws. This language is very close to the language of the Bible. 3, the language of legends, which is very far from the Bible, since it has no consideration of reality. Strange names and appellations are attributed to this language, and it also does not relate to concepts by way of fruit and its branch.
4, the language of Sfirot and Patsufim. In general, sages had a strong tendency to conceal it from the ignorant, since they believed that wisdom and ethics go hand in hand. Hence, the first sages hid the wisdom in writing, using lines, dots, tops, and bottoms. This is how the Hebrew alphabet was born, was formed, I'm sorry, with the 22 letters before us. Read again, 4 languages are used in the wisdom of truth. 4 languages are used in the wisdom of truth. They are the language, 1, the language of the Bible, its names and appellations. 2, the language of laws. This language is very close to the language of the Bible. 3, the language of legends, which is very far from the Bible, since it has no consideration of reality. Strange names and appellations are attributed to this language, and it also does not relate to concepts by way of root and its branch. 4, the language of Sfirot and Parzufim. In general, sages had a strong tendency to conceal it from the ignorant, since they believed that wisdom and ethics go hand in hand. Hence, the first sages hid the wisdom in writing, using lines, dots, tops, and bottoms. This is how the Hebrew alphabet was formed with the 22 letters before us.
All right, dear friends, we have a few minutes till the end of the lesson, and we would like to use these minutes in order to continue our preparation for the Congress. We have a few days yet to prepare, and we wanted to ask, how will we all use the upcoming days and lessons that we have in preparation for the Congress? Let's get together in our tents, use this occasion to workshop it and talk about how we're going to use the days we have ahead of us as preparation for the Congress, for this very special event.
Well, we start from connection in the 10 and strengthening the connection with the group with whom we already started to connect. In our case, it's the group of Poland. And to see what kind of roles we can take during the Congress here, and how to increase our concern and the importance of the Congress.
I don't know what to add to that. To strengthen the connection with the group, with the Poland group, our dear Poland group, as mentioned. I don't know what to add to that. Our hearts need to be ready.
For a while now I've been involved only with the Congress, the musical ensemble, the texts, physical preparations for the trip, mirror congresses in America. Personally, I'm not thinking of anything else. The connection with the group, with the Polish group, I'm constantly in that in every respect.
We need to continue and increase our connection with the friends in Europe, in the world Kli, and I've also said we need to think of how we arrive at the Congress. So perhaps we should think about it. How we arrive, with what? What do we want to gain? How will be annulled there? We talked a lot about annulment, how we can be completely annulled.
Ahana shelanu
Our preparation in the coming days should focus on the connection with the groups in Europe, as Dave said. We seemingly do a lot of work between us, a lot of preparation. Now is the time, perhaps, to make those ties between the groups even more strong, more precise, even more intimate, we can say. So we're meeting with the Polish groups. Maybe down the week we can invite more groups to this connection and start building together. I don't know, this 110 that will be, that will enter the Congress, that will bridge the geographical gap between us and Europe.
Right. We see on the screens our friends from Poland, our great friends. We've been awarded privilege with integrating with them, and I feel that I'm very, very much in the preparation of the Congress, involved in congresses in Israel, of course, but in congresses abroad. I was never so involved, and I'm very excited to come to that Congress, to that integration. I also wanted to share with you, Rav always says to go over the texts before the Congress, and I've again been privileged with going over all these texts due to my role here, but I don't know how to even describe it. It's something very crucial. I would make it a law in our society. I don't know. You need to, you know, check the box that you've read it. Something, perhaps, you know, a way to check it and some mechanism. But I feel that there's confidence here. We're bearing the Torah, the teaching for the whole of humanity, carrying it on our shoulders, and we're going to implement it in the upcoming days. This Congress is going to be revolutionary. It'll be talked about in the future, and people will be asked, where were you during the Bulgaria Congress.
To add to Dudi about the text, Rav said a few days ago that connection with the friends is how you is when you listen to how each one of them connects to the text that they read. Each one is saying his own angle. But if we're not connected to the text, then you kind of missed this point.
Strengthen
this point that you have to go over the text because through them you obtain the correct connection with the friends, as Rav explained it. It's very, very important.
And in the time we have until the Congress, a time when Rav isn't here, whether we watch recorded lessons or watch live lessons, we have to make sure to maintain our study schedule, make sure that all the friends are present.
After the friends spoke, I feel like I'm missing something in my actions. I will go over the text. If anyone has any other ideas about doing something, I'll be happy to hear. And the rest of our time, the time together in the morning lesson, the Zoom, it's clear we have to connect to that.
Another point about the importance of the text. Usually Rav reads the text of this, what we're going to study, and makes changes. Now he didn't do that this time. He went ahead of time over all of the texts. He edited them, making them more accessible, easier to understand for our friends, and so that we understand exactly the meaning behind every concept and term. And it's all printed out also. We've never prepared like that for a Congress in terms of the texts, and it shows the importance of scribes to it.
David
Litvinov, hello friends, we have several very important updates from the Israeli delegation who flew to the Congress. So first of all, one very important update. The organizers of the Congress made the decision that during the Congress we're going to sit divided to languages, different languages, even the Israelis who come there. So it's very important. We sent out a questionnaire. It's very important that you fill it. Each friend is asked which languages do you speak, so we can fit each friend with a 10, where he can make the best use of this Congress, most efficient. And we ask the friends to please fill out the questionnaire so there are no delays, so we get there ready, and each person knows what 10 he is in. Other than that, we have the information page in Sviva Tova. It was all sent yesterday, and what was added today, throughout the day, to that information page is preparation texts. The friends invested a lot. They collected and assembled all the strongest sentences, things Rav said to prepare us to the Congress, things that enter right into the heart, like what the role of the Israeli delegation is, how we realize and fulfill that role, how to prepare, and also, and so it's very worthwhile to open it, to read it, to hold workshops over it as we prepare, as we are in the, as we're going to the airport in the airplane, and so on. So,
in general, any topic, corporeal, technical, or preparation excerpts, as you mentioned, if it's a study material, it's all in the information sheet. A few important technical announcements about the radios. All the Israelis wish to hear announcements. Again, the Rav will speak in Hebrew, but all the announcements, everything else, gathering of friends, will be in English. So it's recommended to purchase a radio that can help you. It's possible that your phones will not work there for that. Another thing, those who love the low-cost fares, we wrote about it in the information sheet, but to repeat it, anyone who did not check in and came to the, it comes to the airport, will pay another 65 euros. So you should take care of it now. We're also asking everyone, people in the groups of Israel, people who are flying out, please go into the WhatsApp chat of the delegation, because, for example, the dividing into tents, we don't know all the languages of all the people who are joining. So it's important that for security purposes and operational purposes, the entire delegation will be in one place on WhatsApp. If you don't have the details, turn to us. We'll be happy to get you in there.
Yes, because in fact, we're not flying as individuals. And even if I know, I'll get along by myself, and in terms of transportation and everything, even if I know that I can get along by myself, I'm part of the delegation, I belong to the delegation, I'm not my own person there, so I have to fill out the questionnaire. We go together as a group, I enter the group, and we reach there with the power of connection to make that Congress the Congress of our lives. So, l'chaim, friends.
Again, the info sheet is on Sviva Tova. You have a subhead or a post for the delegation, and friends who are flying, you know, that didn't receive the information can turn to us and receive everything. Everyone who got in and got the info sheet will have all the information. If you speak Russian or you don't understand the instructions, you can turn to us.
All of this, of course, is about the delegation from Israel.
Right, the delegation that comes from Israel.
Another message, friends, in the upcoming days, we want to make our preparation more intense. We have, Rav will hopefully give us 2 hours live every morning, but we also want to invite all of the groups all over the world who want to use the last half hour of the lesson to help us prepare as a society. Please write to us, to the board. Here's the email, and to nominate friends. We'll conduct that half hour. So, from Monday to Thursday, as preparation for the Congress, not individually, but as groups, as teams, and of course, we'll help you with everything you need, technically, and so on. So, announcements. World Yeshivat Chavarim, today we invite all the friends from the World Kli to unite, to connect, and to be together in the World Yeshivat Chavarim. Thank you to everyone watching. Good day. Fundamentals of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The Wisdom of Kabbalah College is happy to invite you to an introductory course all over Israel. It costs 30 shekels to enter. Register, please, ahead of time over the phone or on our website, kab.co.il. With that, we will conclude. Have a good day.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face.
Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come our way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle,
come our way.
Completing the circle,
unite.
Let the love shine night and day.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on.
on, people, gather round. Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits. Come on, people, gather round. Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the